your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
At a place where special, like-minded people gather each week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession, good health. I'm so glad you decided to join us today. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and you are invited to go ahead and call in right now. Coming up just in a little bit here, we're going to introduce you to our special guest. We'll try to get phone call, open line health question phone calls in before our guest. Our number into the show is 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. And before we get to today's headlines, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later on the show, let's provide for you the results of last week's health poll question. And I'd like to start off by thanking those people who made the effort to go to my website at drbob.com and vote on last week's health poll question. Last week, if you were with us, you remember we asked the question, do you intend to eat less red meat or no red meat based on the World Health Organization's recommendation to cut red meat, yes or no? And of course, the study, I won't go through all of it. It was talked about all over the news, all over the media. The doctors, the health experts that convened World Health Organization talking about how just two strips of bacon a day raises your risk of cancer. And of course, they landed on, and really we're looking at the effects of processed meats being the same level of carcinogenic activity as, they put it in the same category as, cigarettes. They even talked about how eating less than one sausage increases the risk of bowel cancer by almost a fifth, and it's a carcinogenic agent, these red meats, these processed red meats, right alongside arsenic and asbestos. Pretty scary stuff, especially when you consider the host, your friendly host here, ate red meat three times a day up until the time that I was in my early 20s, and then no more. And I will tell you that was about 40 years ago. So I haven't had red meat in 40 years. And after reading this story, I thought, well, the comparison is pretty harsh between red meat and the same level of risk of cigarettes. I don't even agree with that. But I also don't agree with eating copious amounts of red meat. And if people choose to eat red meat, by all means, if you can find it in an organic fashion where the meat, the livestock, has not been fed antibiotics or recombinant bovine growth hormone, get it. And if you can also figure out, if you choose to consume red meat, that you can ask how lean it is at the butcher's shelf there, or desk, or place where you obtain it or purchase it, you should go for the leanest meat you can find, maybe 90-95% if you can find it. And you've got other options. And if you do choose to eat red meat, then cut down. And there are plenty of options that you have protein-wise, from fish, which we know, because of the omega-3 fatty acids in it, much healthier for you, organic turkey, organic chicken. You've got soy. You've got other plant-based proteins, including beans and legumes, nuts, seeds, meat, all of that, in place of that which you would miss in your diet if you decide to lessen your red meat exposure or cut it out completely. I have not suffered in 40 years. I haven't eaten red meat in 40 years. I haven't suffered. In fact, I've benefited by most likely dodging the risk, the same risk that heavy red meat eaters will have, and that's a higher, much higher risk of colon cancer and other forms of cancer. So here are the results of last week's health poll question. Do you intend to eat less or no red meat based on the World Health Organization's recommendation to cut? And you know, this information has been out there for a long time. It's not like some revelation just dropped out of the sky and the light went on. This information's been available. It's been available to mainstream conventional medicine in the United States, but conventional mainstream medicine, AMA-type medicine, chooses to ignore this sort of thing and goes for recommending colonoscopies instead. That's what they're all about. Fix it when it breaks. Do not teach and educate people on how to prevent disease. Just fix it when it breaks, which is, I guess, an available philosophy. I choose not to abide by that. So here are the results. Those of you who voted, and again, thank you for doing so, 58% of you said, no, you do not intend to eat less red meat or no red meat based on the World Health Organization's recommendations. Whereas 42% of you who took the survey said, yes, you do intend to eat less red meat based on their recommendation. So here's my advice, and I already gave it really to those people who choose to continue to eat red meat, but for those who are not going to change their behaviors at all, they're going to eat the typical red meat out of the grocery store, not worrying about what's in it, just throw it down. You need to be living real close to a real hospital that does colonoscopies and provides cancer therapies, because you are increasing your risk if you choose especially to consume the processed red meats. And it all is about dose relationship. How much of it you eat, of course, will also impact your risk levels. One particular epidemiologist, Dr. Tim Key, cancer research epidemiologist at the University of Oxford, said, we've known for some time about the probable link between red and processed meat and bowel cancer, which is backed by substantial evidence. And it is. But again, here in the U.S., you'll not hear about it. It's not about health care here, folks. It's about sick care. That's why you need to be empowered and educated. Usually self-educated, because you won't get it in any other manner, to know what to do and how to live a life so that you have longevity and you have health and wellness and quality of life for as long as possible. And so if that's your goal, if that's what you want, you'll do what the experts at the World Health Organization are recommending in a very monumental report out, and that is to eat less red meat. And it's not the end of the world. I got to tell you, being from Iowa and literally being weaned on red meat, it was a big shock to my mostly psyche about the, you know, the whole contemplation about not eating red meat. And when it happened, and when I changed it over, and it all happened just as a result of working in a integrative medical clinic in the state of Colorado, where at lunch they did not serve red meat. So we had to eat something else for lunch. And I learned to eat healthy, tasteful food, and I didn't miss it at all. And subsequently ushered it out of our diets, both in myself, my wife, and our six children. Okay, enough said about that. We've got a lot to talk about today, including something that I posted up on my Facebook. Thousands and thousands of you saw the Facebook post about the CBS News reporter telling the truth about the CDC vaccine cover-up. You know, for years, many of us have been told or have heard there's no relationship between childhood vaccines and the possibility of autism. Well, wrong, wrong, and wrong. You'll learn about this today if you stick with us during the show. There's been a big cover-up at the CDC, and one whistleblower doctor has come forward. And that video is still up on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, and then click on the Facebook video. Scroll down and click on that. You will not believe what you learn about, but maybe you will. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about many other topics, but we've got a special guest coming up. So I want you to be prepared for that. Later on in the show also, this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week, and the Health Mystery. Plus, we're going to squeeze in between those features the top 10 unhealthiest jobs in the U.S. I'm wondering if you have one or you know somebody who has one of these unhealthiest jobs. We'll get to that a little bit later. At first, our special guest, stand by. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? Because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 36 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
6596. Order GenuCell, 800-543-6596.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight.
The following segment is sponsored by American Health, Inc.
All right, and we are back. Welcome to this hour, or welcome back to the hour, and we're thanking you for tuning into the show today. Remember, you can also stay in touch with us always through my personal website at drbob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com. There you'll also find lots of headlines that we post up through the weekend and week to stay apprised of all the latest breaking news in health and wellness. We've got a terrific show ahead of us, but we decided to invite back a very special guest onto the program today. And I think this is an appropriate time of year to really get into this because it really has to do with a lot of issues related to your immune system and functioning and feeling and performing at your very best. We've invited Dr. Susan Mittmesser on the show. Dr. Mittmesser completed a PhD in nutritional biochemistry from the University of Nebraska and a master's degree from the University of Nebraska Medical Center. She brings numerous years of industry experience and is an adjunct professor in the Department of Family Medicine at Stony Brook University. She has published in many peer-reviewed journals and is a contributing author for book chapters related to nutrition in adult and pediatric populations. Dr. Mittmesser serves on the editorial board of four peer-reviewed journals and is the director of nutrition research at American Health. And with that, let us welcome back to the program Dr. Susan Mittmesser. Good day to you, Dr. Mittmesser.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bob. It's always a pleasure to join you.
All right. So we're getting here. We're already into cold and flu season. People are going to be getting ill. They're going to be feeling down. They're inside, indoors. Stuff happens. We also just went through the big Halloween festivities where people have doused themselves in lots of junk food and sugar, and their bodies are probably, you know, still recovering and will recover because they hoard it and they'll continue to eat it all the way through the first of the year. So I thought we would invite you onto the program to talk about a very important area of health and wellness related to what I think a lot of people have heard about, are hearing more about, reading about, but may not fully understand how important it is and or the benefits of using and taking probiotics. So let's begin there. Let's begin with the basics. Let's tell, for those people who may have heard the word, are familiar with the word, but just don't know, what are probiotics, what do they do, how do they work, and why do we need to take them anyway?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Do we have a couple hours?
I know you could probably go on, but I know you can encapsulate it too.
Yeah. So let's start with the World Health Organization. So the World Health Organization has actually defined probiotics for us, which makes it a bit more tactical and a bit more practical from the standpoint of us all having the same definition. So as they define probiotics, they're live organisms that when you administer them in an adequate amount, they will confer a health benefit on the host. And in the area of probiotics, the host would be us as humans ingesting a beneficial bacteria. So that bacteria that we ingest will then infer a benefit to us, a health benefit to us. And that health benefit really depends on the species and the strain of the probiotic, because not all probiotics are created equal. And so you really want to... We as investigators and researchers really want to understand the strain specificity. You'll hear me say that throughout the morning. We really want to understand the strain specificity of that particular probiotic and how that mechanism of action works within the body, so that will confer a specific, very specific health benefit.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere, Dr. Mittmesser, that we have more bacteria within our bodies than there are people on planet Earth. Is that true?
It is. It's kind of fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
It's estimated that the number of bacterial cells that make up our microflora outnumber human cells 10 to 1. So when you step back and look at that, it's amazing how many bacterial cells we actually have in our bodies, and not just in our gut, but throughout our entire bodies, on our skin,
So we're mostly, human beings are mostly bacteria then, is what that's really meaning.
Yeah,
it's a,
you could
actually
say that. It's
a weird notion.
Mm-hmm.
It is a weird
really
notion.
Is.
All right, so, and of course, you pointed out there's good and there's bad bacteria. How do the bad bacteria start populating, and how do the good ones get destroyed or killed, therefore needing to repopulate or bring in the troops to build the front line back up with good bacteria, with probiotics?
Right. So that's the interesting investigation into probiotics, is to how to maintain this balance. And let me first say that, you know, they're all bacteria. just some are good and some are considered bad or more pathogenic. And mm-hmm. you need both. You need a balance of both, and that balance is what's critical. So bad bacteria, and I'm doing air quotes here, bad bacteria are going to thrive in certain environments, and the good bacteria are going to thrive in certain environments. So one of the ways that probiotics can help is, I'm going to give a real example here, is that certain probiotics can help maintain a lower pH within the GI tract. And that lower pH is actually more preferred by the good bacteria than the bad bacteria. So therefore, that lower pH, the bad bacteria will kind of stop reproducing, and the good bacteria will kind of take over and reproduce more.
I see. It sounds very similar to how people do farming when they provide the proper nitrogen mix and the soil changes to as to provide the proper environment to grow healthy plants. Would that be likened to what we're discussing here?
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. I love that. So keep in mind, our body is the host, and there will be a symbiotic relationship, just as you described in the soil, a symbiotic relationship between the host and the bacteria, the good and the bad. And so symbiotic meaning that they work together. So they're taking and feeding off of each other. And that's exactly what you're describing in the soil.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, our special guest is Dr. Susan Mittmesser, and we're talking about, well, bacteria. And you don't have to be a bacteriologist to understand this conversation. I mean, more and more people are becoming educated, Dr. Mittmesser, on television when these yogurt companies are on there talking about how their particular brand or flavor of yogurt has all this good bacteria in it that's going to solve all of their digestive issues. And I'm looking at that going, wait a minute. Those yogurts, by the time they sit on the shelf and by the time all the sugar that's in them destroys all the good bacteria in there, you end up with pretty much sugar and milk. And I don't see how there's much live culture left in a lot of those products that are sold as probiotics vis-a-vis yogurt, unless they take a bottle of American Health probiotics and dump it into the yogurt. And then maybe there's some live culture in that product. That's the way I view it anyway.
No, I think that's probably, unfortunately, a bit more accurate than we'd like to admit. So when you get probiotics in food stuff, such as yogurt, the more mainstream yogurts are not going to have the abundance of probiotics that they tend to want you to believe. And one of the benefits of a supplement, a dietary supplement of probiotic, is the extensive research that's done on that particular strain of probiotic, as well as the quality and stability of that probiotic to ensure the survivability of the probiotic so it gets to the digestive tract where you need it
right.
when you need it.
Yeah, to get the payload really where it needs to go, which is key, folks. That's key. All right, Dr. Mittmesser, stand by. We'll come back in just a moment. When we do, I'm going to talk about, have you explained to the audience how probiotics influence our immune system. This is an important time of the year to do that. We're going to do just that when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Bags and puffiness under the eyes is an equal opportunity facial enemy. GenuCell Plant Stem Cell Serum to the rescue. GenuCell naturally and effectively targets the reasons for the unsightly puffiness and bags under the eyes. Due to a new clinical breakthrough, people notice results within 12 hours and dramatic results within as little as 2 weeks or your money back, no questions asked. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Call now and try GenuCell and say goodbye to bags and puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-6596. 800-543-6596. And it gets better, folks. You'll receive the legendary Esotique face cream free for just trying GenuCell today. Call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also receive express free shipping. 800-543-6596. 1-800-543-6596. Order GenuCell. 800-543-6596. This is Dr. Bob Martin. Sleeping through the night without having to urinate is normal and healthy, the way it should be. Unfortunately, some men over the age of 40 with prostate issues start urinating 2, 3, 4 or more times a night. This is abnormal. It's not healthy and it shouldn't happen. If you are getting up to urinate at night or have weak urinary stream or urgency to go while driving or sitting and feel you may soil yourself if you don't get to a bathroom fast, you need PT9. PT9 is an all-natural supplement developed by a pharmacist to help solve prostate challenges without having to resort to risky drugs or surgery. PT9 is guaranteed to work or you get your money back. Call now and order PT9 risk-free and get 3 free bottles of Heart Factors absolutely free just for trying PT9. Call toll-free 800-317-9863. That's 1-800-317-9863. PT9, 800-317-9863. 800-317-9863.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the cost of doing business. Jill Calabrese-Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
All right, we'll get back to our special guest in just a little bit. If you're just tuning into the program, stick around because we have some fascinating topics ahead of us in today's show, including facelifts purchased in an effort to boost self-esteem, Fact, they don't work. Well, nearly 200,000 Americans undergo surgical facelifts each year. The motivation behind many ill-advised facelift decisions is to improve self-esteem. Well, a new study suggests facelifts don't work for the very reason most people choose to have them. So we're going to get into that a little bit later on in the program, so stick around for that. Plus, a little bit later, we'll go back to our open line forum where you can call into our toll-free number and ask a question about your health or the health of somebody else you care to call in on behalf of. Just go ahead and jot our toll-free number down, our call-in number down now. And when we finish with our special guest, Dr. Susan Mittmesser, you can call in, get screened to go on the air, and have your health question answered. Our number into the show is 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. Now, we'll be back to that interview in just a moment. First this, you know, sleeping through the night becomes almost like a dream itself for some men as they get older. Guys, think about this. When you were in your teens and 20s and even into your 30s and maybe a little bit beyond, you slept through the night. You didn't have to get up and urinate no matter how much fluid you drank right before going to bed. Well, that was the dream in the past. Now men are used to and get used to and put up with going to the little boy's room 3, 4, 5, 6 times a night. They beat a path to that room. They put a hole in the carpet because they're doing it. Unbelievable. And they think it's normal. It's not normal. It's not natural. When you think about the way to solve that, it's safe. It's natural. It was developed by a pharmacist. It's called PT9. P ET9 is a natural supplement that has 9 different ingredients in it to help solve the frequency of urination, the poor urinary velocity, and the suffrage that men are putting up with unnecessarily. Don't be one of them. Unless you want to be tired the next day and be having to rely on caffeine and yawning and irritable and grouchy, get your prostate health back where it needs to be. Try PT9. It's risk-free. It works or you get your money back. Here's the toll-free number to order PT9, the natural supplement to solve and maintain prostate health in men through an entire lifetime. The toll-free number to order PT9, 800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. Now, the benefits are too many to count, but here's the promise. PT9 works or you get your money back, period. 1-800-317-9863 for PT9. All right, our special guest, this segment of the program, Dr. Susan Mittmesser, and she is a PhD, and she is a health advisor with American Health. And we appreciate her joining us to discuss a very important topic, and that's the topic that a lot of people have heard about but need more information on, and that's the topic of probiotics and prebiotics, which we'll get to in just a little bit. Now, this is the time of the year, of course, that people become challenged and stressed because of immune system issues. I mean, we are, in fact, in cold and flu season right now. So I want to take it from there, Dr. Mittmesser. How do probiotics influence our immune systems?
Well, it's been stated that about 70% of our immune cells actually reside in the gut-associated lymph system, also known as the GALT system. And therefore, the gut health and the immune health can go hand in hand, because if you have all those immune cells within the lymph system, you're going to have an influence on gut linked to immune health. Now, there's an enhancement of barrier function and mucin production by intestinal cells, and these are two mechanisms by which probiotics and the gut microbiota work to influence immune health. So let me explain that a little further. Barrier function. What is barrier function, and how can that actually help with the immune system? First of all, think of your intestine, and if you ever looked at a video of a scope or anything like that, you can see that the lining of the intestine is nice and pink and lots of fluid in there. The fluid, called mucin, is almost like a mucus material, and it keeps the intestine very moist and things flowing through it, bright pink and functioning quite well. Well, certain probiotics help improve the integrity of that lining of the gut, and they also help produce more mucin. More mucin actually helps with the immune system and helps things absorb into the lining, etc. So those two pieces really, really help influence the immune system.
All right. Now, we've also been hearing more and more about prebiotics and how they're important as well. So how are prebiotics different than probiotics?
Prebiotics, almost think of prebiotics as the food for a probiotic. So prebiotics are typically a dietary fiber. You may have heard of inulin, which is a carbohydrate, a dietary fiber type ingredient. And inulin is a type of prebiotic. And there are certain strains of probiotics that really feed off of this inulin, and it helps the probiotic further reproduce and colonize the gut. So they kind of go hand in hand.
Okay, super. And that's what I understand as well. Now, are probiotics okay to use, or are they safe to use both in adults and children?
Right. So when you look at certain populations aside from a normal, healthy adult, you know, you always want to look at the clinical evidence. I always recommend that if you're going to give something to a child, regardless if it's a probiotic or a just a normal vitamin mineral supplement, you always want to make sure that there's clinical evidence that it's safe in that population, as well as there's clinical evidence that it's efficacious. So that's one of the things where it comes very, very important to look for a reputable brand that really stands behind the science and ensures that safety and quality of the probiotic.
All right, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment or two here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Mitmesser, I want to have you discuss, you know, how does a person know if they really need a probiotic or prebiotic supplement? How can the average consumer actually tell? What do they look for in order to understand whether they need one or not? And is there a particular product or brand that you like and why? And we'll get to those answers after the break coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Our special guest, Dr. Susan Mitmesser, is going to be coming back with us. And you are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be right back. Breaking a bone can be painful, dangerous, and cost you much. And nobody ever believes they'll break a bone until they do. Fact is, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 5 men will suffer from an osteoporotic fracture during their lifetime. Here's how you can avoid a bone fracture disaster. There now exists a safe, science-based, cost-effective bone-building formula designed to reduce your risk of developing osteoporosis, also known as brittle bone disease. It's called Healthful Bone. Healthful Bone is formulated with the latest nutritional science regarding vitamins K2, D3, methylfolate, boron, and the correct calcium to magnesium ratio. Unlike other bone formulas, Healthful Bone won't contribute to an increased risk of stroke and heart attack due to excessive calcium. So strengthen, protect, and lower your risk of fracturing a bone with Healthful Bone. Find Healthful Bone at finer health food stores or online at BillBoneNow.com or call toll-free 855-888-2211. 855-888-2211. That's toll-free 855-888-2211.
Are you looking for a great supplement to promote cardiovascular health? Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega CoQ10 contains a blend of highly concentrated omega-3 fatty acids and CoQ10 to promote cardiovascular health. Ultimate Omega CoQ10 supports overall heart health by supporting circulation, improving elasticity, maintaining healthy triglyceride levels, and maintaining a healthy rate and rhythm. All of Nordic Naturals fish oil surpass all pharmaceutical standards for freshness and purity and is repeat and odor-free. To receive a free sample, call Nordic Naturals today, 1-800-787-7208. That's 1-800-787-7208 or online at www.nordicnaturals.com. You can also pick up Nordic Naturals at any of the finer health food stores. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Bags and puffiness under the eyes is an equal opportunity facial enemy. GenuCell Plant Stem Cell Serum to the rescue. GenuCell naturally and effectively targets the reasons for the unsightly puffiness and bags under the eyes. Due to a new clinical breakthrough, people notice results within 12 hours and dramatic results within as little as 2 weeks or your money back, no questions asked. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Call now and try GenuCell and say goodbye to bags and puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-6596. 800-543-6596. And it gets better, folks. You'll receive the legendary Esotique face cream free for just trying GenuCell today. Call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also receive express free shipping. 800-543-6596. 1-800-543-6596. Order GenuCell. 800-543-6596.
Here's your prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. We'll get back to our special guest, Dr. Susan Mitmesser, in just a moment. But first this, the folks over at Neogenesis have still got going on their very generous offer of getting a 30-day free supply of something called Neo40. It's a revolutionary, clinically proven, and patented tablet that melts in your mouth, tastes great, and it immediately helps your body to create nitric oxide to help support the body's healthy circulation, blood pressure, general heart, and cardiovascular health. Now, nitric oxide was discovered, and in fact, three scientists were given a Nobel Prize, awarded a Nobel Prize for their discovery of nitric oxide's effect on the human body, folks. It keeps our arteries wide and flexible. We make nitric oxide when we're young, but as we reach around age 40, according to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and older don't produce enough nitric oxide. In fact, we produce about 50% less nitric oxide in our arteries than we did when we were around age 20. And as a result of that, people lose their stamina, they lose their energy, they lose their mental acuity. So taking a supplement that raises nitric oxide up, that's safe and effective and science-based, is the way to go. And the folks over at Neo40 have this special offer, and that is you get a 30-day supply of Neo40 for free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also receive a free book entitled NO Solution. Nitric oxide test strips are also included, so you can actually measure what your body has in it nitric oxide-wise, plus free shipping on the entire order and a money-back guarantee. If you're not feeling better in the first box, you get your money back. It's that simple. So take them up on their very generous offer. Call this number to order Neo40 today. 800-574-9822. 800-574-9822 for Neo40. You're getting a 30-day free supply with your first order. 800-574-9822 or online at drbob40, that's drbob40.com. 800-574-9822 for Neo40. All right, our special guest, Dr. Susan Mittmesser, is with us. We're talking about probiotics and prebiotics. And before we took the break, Dr. Mittmesser, I just said, well, think about, you know, what people need to glean from this interview. How do you really know if you need a probiotic supplement anyway?
Right. First of all, supplements should do just that, supplement our diet, not replace for foods, right? So if you reflect on your diet, look into your diet and see, do you eat a lot of fermented foods? Do you eat yogurt or kefir or sauerkraut, kimchi? And if not, that may be a sign that you need to supplement for a probiotic that would replenish your microbiota. Our microflora also is very affected by our lifestyle stresses, so your environment. So if you're eating, if you know that you eat a diet that's low in plant foods, if you happen to be have an ear infection and you're on an antibiotic for that ear infection, those may be characteristics of the need for a probiotic to offset some of those other environmental factors.
Okay. And is there a particular product or brand of probiotic or prebiotic that you like?
So I'll go back to not all probiotics are created equal. And you want to make sure that you have a reputable brand that is ensuring safety, quality, and that it's inferring the health benefit that you want. American Health stands for all of that. And when you look at the products, I always look for kind of synergistic products or ingredients in a product. And, you know, we're talking about immune health right now. And one of the products that I really, really love is the American Health Ester C with probiotics. So you and I have talked numerous times about the benefits of Ester C. It's a very unique vitamin C. Combine that with the uniqueness of some strains of probiotics, and you have quite an impactful immune complex there. So I think that's one of the great products that the American Health brand represents.
All right, let me mention also to our listeners today that consumers can purchase American Health probiotics at health and natural and vitamin specialty stores throughout the United States. You may also purchase and learn more about American Health products, including what Dr. Mittmesser just mentioned, the Ester C with the probiotics, on their website at American AmericanHealthUS.com. AmericanHealthUS.com. And you can also locate a store in your area. They have a store finder there. You just plug in, I think, your zip code, and they can help you locate a store where you can purchase American Health products, including American Health probiotics and American Health Ester C with probiotics. Dr. Mitt Messer, I want to thank you for joining us on the show today. I enjoyed it, learned a lot always from you, and we appreciate you and hope to have you back on the show in the near future.
It's always my pleasure. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Dr. Susan Mittmaster there, expert on the topic of probiotics. She is the director of nutrition research at American Health. And American Health, fine products, fine company. Certainly you can find them in most leading health food stores. But if you can't, you can always go to their website, AmericanHealthUS.com. To locate a store in your area. All right, we're going to come back, and I want to also alert you, we've got a lot of news ahead of us, a lot of ground to cover. Stick with us throughout the entire show today. And if for some reason during the top of the hour news, you can't get a hold of us next hour, you can always go to my website. There's live streaming audio there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The preceding segment was sponsored by American Health, Inc.
You're invited to discover the Swiss secret, BioStrath, the best-selling supplement in Europe. Dr. Bob Martin here to tell you about a science-based, all-natural, 100% whole food nutritional supplement. BioStrath comes in both tablets and delicious liquid form. If you experience fatigue or tiredness and have to rely on caffeine as a drug to wake you up and get you going, BioStrath to the rescue. If you have excessive stress in your life, have poor endurance, or an immune system that breaks down too often, you should take BioStrath. I also personally recommend BioStrath to adults and children challenged by ADD or ADHD because science is clear. The majority of people who take BioStrath feel, function, and perform better while using this safe and effective all-natural supplement. Look for BioStrath at finer health food stores or call 800-439-2324.
More than 70 million Americans have a hard time falling asleep. Are you one of them? A lack of sleep can hurt your mental performance. It can affect your mood. It can even make it harder to manage your weight. Don't let occasional sleepless nights ruin your days. Try Somnipure, a safe premium formula that delivers better sleep than you thought possible. Today, listeners of this station can try a free bottle of Somnipure. Pay only shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. Somnipure has key ingredients clinically shown to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed without grogginess. Somnipure is the only sleep aid with this specific blend of ingredients. Listeners of this station can try a free bottle, but don't wait. This free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
It is simple math. The more hair you have on your comb or brush means the less hair you have on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep getting thinner or falling out anymore thanks to Provia Serum. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People all over this country with thinning hair and excessive hair loss are seeing the Provia difference. Provia is effective for both men and women, even with colored hair. Say goodbye to those flyaway hairs blowing in the wind and say hello to a fuller, thicker head of hair. Provia works or you get your money back. Order now and get the incredible Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results absolutely free. Call toll-free 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. Provia, 1-800-525-6916. That's Provia, guaranteed to work, 800-525-6916. GenuCell, 800-543-6596.
Looking for alternatives to risky prescription drugs and surgery? You've found it. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network. We don't have to.
All right, and we are back. Thank you for tuning into this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stay tuned for next hour. You won't want to go anywhere. We've got some very important information to talk about next hour. And if you can't get the next hour of the show on the radio station you're listening to, then log on to my website at drbob.com. Spell out Dr., D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com. Click on the upper right-hand corner. You've got the live streaming audio opportunity there. All right, now then. For many years, there's been a lot of contention as to whether vitamin C has anything to do with anything. Linus Pauling, Dr. Linus Pauling, two-time Laureate Nobel Prize winner, said years ago that if you take higher quantities of vitamin C in your diet, not only will it prevent cancer, it can also help the common cold. And the medical profession assailed him, told him, this guy's crazy. He's a quack. It doesn't work that way. Big article just out this week. Vitamin C halts growth of aggressive forms of colorectal cancer. High levels of vitamin C kills certain kinds of colorectal cancer in cell cultures and in the animal model, according to a new study at Weill Cornell Medical investigators did recently. They were in cooperation with Tufts Medical Center, Harvard Medical School, and Johns Hopkins. These are all, the mainstream Ivy League type schools that have for years just denied any connection between vitamin C and its ability to fight or kill cancer. So you have mainstream medicine once again wrong for the last, I don't know how many decades. Now they're coming around and they're going to try to reinvent the wheel and own it. Well, let me tell you this. There's been a medical clinic that's been out in front of this for a long time. They are called Sunridge Medical Center. Now, they provide high doses of vitamin C, much as described in this article. In fact, you'd have to eat roughly the equivalent of 300 oranges a day in order to have any benefits. And by that time, you'd probably have a full stomach and a lot of diarrhea. Well, you can put it into an intravenous feeding, a slow drip of vitamin C, and help cancer and other diseases based on this information. So if you have or you know somebody who has cancer or autoimmune disease or fibromyalgia or lupus or Lyme disease or even multiple sclerosis, call the doctors at Sunridge Medical Center. Find out why they've been ahead of the curve here for a long time using these various forms of therapies. Their toll-free number is 800-923-7404, 1-800-923-7404, or check out their website and look at their video gallery, patients telling their story of illness, treatment, and recovery at sunridgemedical.com, sunridgemedical.com, or 800-923-7404. Learning this information, it kind of makes everything else antiquated, in my mind at least. You got to include nutrition in any kind of extreme problem like cancer or chronic problems. This, once again, confirms that. All right, stay tuned and stay close for another dose of extreme wellness. We're coming right back, right here, on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes one in four Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to prevent critical damage to major organs like the heart, brain, kidneys, and eyes. Do you have high blood pressure? Are you tired of the side effects of prescription blood pressure drugs? Try PressaSure, the safe, effective, natural remedy for high blood pressure with no adverse side effects. PressaSure is the number one selling all-natural product in Asia, recommended by thousands of hospitals. PressaSure begins regulating blood pressure immediately. Do what thousands do for high blood pressure. Take PressaSure. Call 1-888-686-3683. That's 1-888-686-3683 or go to PressaSure.com. Mention this show and you'll receive three bottles of PressaSure for the price of two. That's right. Get one bottle absolutely free. Call 1-888-686-3683. Call right now and you'll also receive a free bottle of multivitamins with the special. That's 888-686-3683.